And of course, I like travelling because it enables you to identify with people, people in other parts of the world. Now, I'm a soft spot for this part of the world because my grandmother was a Welsh lady and lived at a little village on the outside of Bodden and Donald. The first thing I noticed as I walked in tonight, dashing to the toilet, was a notice advertising that Bodden and Donald was open to the public. So I was very, very glad to know that Eglis Bark was still in existence and my grandmother's existence still there. But here I come identifying. You see, I went to give a speech for Alan Wells just before the Olympics, given by the Yorkshire Executive Suite in Bradford. They had a dinner and boxing night, and the chairman stood up and said, "Our guest of honour tonight is Alan Wells, the fastest Briton ever. And we'll ask Colin Smith to propose the toast." And I said, "The fastest Briton ever? Rubbish. If you'd been born in a coal mining, cotton spinning, nut and bolt factory, manufacturing, chemist, tram depot kind of town like I was, and you had to get from the station to your home a mile and a half every day, wearing a mortarboard and an Eton suit at the age of 8, pursued by every lad in your hometown who wanted to pinch your mortarboard and grab your Eton suit, 100 yards in 10 seconds is chicken." And my granddad did 170 yards in 13 seconds. He says, "That's fast." I said, "When you're going down a mine shaft, there's nothing you can do about it." There it is. So, you identify with people, and that's really one of the things about a charter night, isn't it, Rotarians, that we identify with Rotary all over the world. And in particular tonight, those of us who are guests identify with Deeside Clwyd. And of course, the district governor always has to, almost by tradition, and it was done so beautifully tonight, remind us of the number of Rotary clubs all over the world. And we're generally told, and thank goodness we weren't told tonight, that there's a Rotary club meeting every second of every day somewhere in the world. And I always say, so what? But what does it really matter that Rotarians are meeting every second of every day somewhere in the... What I want to know is, what is Deeside Clwyd doing every second of every day? What is the sort of example and the service that we are offering? Because quite honestly, this is, in a sense, is the only place where Deeside Clwyd or where Bury or where Ellesmere Port can do their job as Rotarians. We can love, we can identify with, we can share the existence of Rotarians all over the world. But the nitty-gritty is, what does each one of us do? Where we live, and where we work, and amongst the friends we have, and in the world of service around us. And to identify with the work of Rotary all over the world, the best thing to do is to fill in that gap, which is marked with the name Deeside Clwyd. Fill it in to the full. Make sure that your part of the great world plan for Rotary is well done, Mr. President. And I'm sure if you work as hard at Rotary as you've worked at giving us a very happy night and looking after us, I'm sure you do your job well, including your absent friends, the wine waiter and others who were... Now, to identify, you've got to appreciate people of every class and every tongue and every country. That's what I love about Rotary, really, you know. We've got to stick our necks out, Mr. President, Mr. District Governor, members of Deeside. We've got to stick our necks out and get on with the job of showing the world that there is still brotherhood and love and charity and the great essential values of life, what I call the culture of life, which isn't bought, doesn't come as a result of education or anything else. It comes out of a deep-rooted desire to be the best that you can be. And it comes the hard way, too. It doesn't come suddenly. I'm still learning. I learn every day. I'm always learning. Our problem is we've got to have hope. And we've got to find time to serve. And we've got to believe in the resurrection. It's true. I don't mean life after death. I mean broken love can be refound. Broken homes can be rebuilt. Broken businesses can be founded again. Broken relationships can be bound together again. There's a great hope in the world. When they came from Gillingham to play us, and Dr. Groschmark, who's the chairman of Gillingham, and a very great worker for the FA, we were losing 2-0 at half-time. He said, "Your prayer mat's not working, Rector." I said, "You wait till full-time. I believe in the resurrection." And we won 3-2. We're in the director's room afterwards, and he looked me straight in the eye. He said, "I'll tell you what, Reg, I believe in it now, and I'm a bloody Jew." There you are. That's right. You've got on believing. You know, they built the great skyscraper in the middle of London in your lifetime and mine only a few years ago. And when they dug deep to get to the foundations, they discovered the remains of a Roman hamlet, a tessellated pavement, and the remains of a Roman hamlet deep down in the soil of England and of London. And the botanists and antiquarians and the rest and the historians said, for goodness sake, don't destroy it. Give us a chance to do what we can with it. And to their eternal credit, the builders moved to the other side of the site and left it. They said, you can have it for 6 months, and then we've got to move in. And after 6 months, open to the light and the air and the sun and the rain, flowers were growing out of the pavement, deep down in the heart of London, the like of which, botanists said, had never appeared in England since Roman days. Buried deep for 1,500 years, but once it gets the light and the sun and the air and the rain, they grew again. You can't destroy true life. It was there, waiting to be fed. And that's what I think our country needs today again. And we are supposed to be the leaders of industry and business in the towns where we come from. We're supposed to be the shining example of our classification. I don't know what you do every day, but every week when I climb the stairs at the Royal Hotel, besides saying, you know, God give me a stomach equal to my task, I used to stand there and say, I stopped purposely every Wednesday and said, Reg, you are supposed to be the finest example of a parson in Bury. If you're not, get out and let somebody else have the place. And that's the only way, really, to challenge yourself in your daily life. You're supposed to be the outstanding example of your particular classification anywhere in this area of Deeside Clwyd. So we have something to give to the people around us. And we have to give it with happiness and with joy. And we have to be watched and under the microscope, the most critical microscope of all, is the microscope of your neighbours and your friends and your fellow businessmen. And the people who know what you are day by day, just as I am under the microscope every day of my life. The microscope which says, that's the church for you. And he's supposed to be a parson. And I'm terribly conscious of this. That's why I wear this collar wherever I go. Doesn't matter what the football ground is or where it is. I want them to know I'm there as a representative of the great master of all time. And I'm not ashamed of it. I always hope and pray I'll never let it down. That's why I'm here tonight. Because I owe so much to people that I count it a great privilege to come and share with you a part of my life. Very rich and wonderful life from what has been given to me. Not a very rich and wonderful life for what I've given out, but I still am hoping to give out. I'm at Bury Football Club because no one in the world had more fun out of sport in their life than I did. And I defy anybody to take that world record away from me. Played football till I was 50 and I was overlapping in a cup final and the linesman passed me twice, so I jacked it in. And I still meet people, some on crutches, some on sticks, who say, I played again, thee. And I say, it figures. But when you've played at Plank Lane Catholic Young Men's Society, you've played. Winning 2-1, 10 minutes to go, you're headed through your own goal, it was safer. Well, that's life. And I had so much joy and pleasure out of my sport, I decided to go back to Bury Football Club when they asked me and put something in. And I've served there now for about 7 years and it's been a great joy because I'm helping lads who are ordinary lads. They reckon they can be one of the best 1,012 in the whole country. That's how many play in the four leagues every Saturday. 1,012. They reckon they can be one of the best 1,012 in the country. Are you the best 1,012 in your job in the country? Would you gamble your life on it? They do. They gamble their life. They can live 8 to 10 years playing first-class football. Their face will fit. They won't lose form. They won't get injured. And at the end of it, there may be something for them. These lads have homes and mortgages and kids and wives and they lose form and they get dropped and they need lifting up and they've got a heart. And I went in one day when they played particularly badly and I didn't say anything to them because I've played as badly so often. One of them looked up at me and he said, Rector, can you save fallen women? I said, well, I can only try. He says, well, try to save two for me and Spencer. And that summed up the day. That summed up the day. This is the relationship, the identification, the giving in service, the joy and happiness, the fun and the loveliness of it all. And you've been a very glorious audience tonight for all of us. But more than that, you've been a great club in the way you welcomed us. And from the minute I walked through the door, I was welcomed, looked after, cared for, And we've been fed and watered, and we've had a marvellous time, and we've had great fun here. And I even knew his jokes, and he did well. So have a good time. Thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting us to yet another celebration of the Charter. I do hope that what has been tonight, for us, a very happy 26th anniversary, will grow and grow. I congratulate you on your Probus clubs, on your daughter clubs, on the other clubs that have arisen around you. And I hope and pray that Rotary in this part of Wales will never cease to be of great distinction in a worldwide movement represented tonight by the district governor, who represents the one who asked us to find time to serve. Well, I'm sure you have found it from what I've heard of your club. I hope you'll find much more time. Thank you for listening.